Welcome to the 2022-23 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you every week from now until the end of March, getting you caught up on the biggest stories from across the state in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. New for this school year is a totally redesigned MHSAA website. If you've been to MHSAA.com recently, you've noticed some exciting changes. Nearly 70% of our web traffic comes from mobile devices, and the new site is much more mobile friendly. It will be way easier for you to check scores on your phone at halftime of the game you're attending. There is no longer a separate second half site, but those stories will continue. Previous second half content has migrated to MHSAA.com, and all future stories, recaps, previews, and more will be found on the new site. Web pages dedicated to specific sports and individual schools have been redeveloped to make finding schedules and tournament information easier. The site's navigation has been reorganized to make surfing smoother and more straightforward, and you are only a click or two away from finding an audio or video stream of the game. If you haven't been to the new MHSAA.com, check it out. The first week of action is in the books, and that brings us our first game balls of the year. Cassopolis junior Malachi Ward started the boys' soccer season in fantastic form. He found the back of the net four times in a 4-2 season opening win over Buchanan. Three of Ward's four goals came in the game's first half. Fowlerville's Lucas Anderson. The number one singles tennis player won his first three matches of the year at the Livingston County Quad. The seniors' dominating performance helped Fowlerville to a team title at the Quad as well. And to the Centerville volleyball team. The Bulldogs won the season-opening Cary Adams Memorial Tournament, finishing atop a 16-team field that included last year's Division IV state champs, Battle Creek St. Philip. Centerville took the championship match from St. Phil 2-1.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
New this year in football is a change to intentional grounding. What's staying the same? A quarterback in the free block zone who throws a pass to an area with no receiver nearby will continue to be flagged for intentional grounding. That's a 5-yard penalty and loss of down. So what's different? Now, a quarterback outside of the free blocking zone can legally throw the ball away as long as the pass lands past the original line of scrimmage. This used to be flagged for grounding, but is now legal. In fact, the rule doesn't just pertain to the quarterback. Any passer outside the free blocking zone can throw the ball away as long as it lands past the line of scrimmage.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Believe it or not, but we're just 13 weeks away from the 11-player football finals at Ford Field. A lot will happen on the gridiron between now and then. There are games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week, the season's opening weekend. Selection Sunday is October 23rd, with district play starting October 28th. The top 32 teams in each of the eight divisions will make the playoffs. On the eight-player side, the top 16 teams in each of the two divisions will make the postseason. Playoff participants are chosen by a strength of schedule point system, the same system that was in place last year. To find out which division a team is in and to see live weekly rankings of teams, just go to MHSAA.com and click on football. Valley Sports Detroit will once again be televising the finals from Ford Field on Friday and Saturday, November 25th and 26th. The first game each day will kick at 10 a.m. Valley Sports is also televising a game of the week each week, and following that with an hour-long scores and recap show. Football Friday's Overtime, powered by state champs, will be a great one-stop option for highlights, and to stay on top of all the action each week, you won't want to miss it. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.